On Worcester Polytechnic Institute Week, not everyone likes team projects in college classes. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jeff Pfeiffer, associate teaching professor, discusses one tool that could change that.
Group-based learning has long been shown to be an effective way of developing student skills in a myriad of areas, but it's not without its limitations. Implicit bias and stereotyping can impact how tasks are divided on teams and whose ideas are taken seriously. These processes of intellectual marginalization negatively impact student learning and experience. Research from a recent initiative offers one solution as to how students can learn about, address, and reduce these problems in their teams. At a private university, students were asked to complete asset maps before beginning work with their teams, where they identify and share their own strengths and desired areas for growth before dividing work based on skill, interest, and experience. In doing so, students not only realize their own talents and potential, but those of their peers, reducing stereotypes and leading to a more successful and equitable project experience. One student whose asset chart helped her counteract what she perceived to be weaknesses in her strengths and ways to contribute to her team stated, "I surprised myself with what I may be able to offer in a team project." The study also acknowledged that while it can be difficult for privileged students to understand the problem of stereotyping and bias, the discussion of these issues and the use of asset maps helped to address and reduce this challenge. Upon the conclusion of this project, one student shared, "As a white passing male, I now feel obligated to learn about the systems and institutions that marginalize others around me and what I can do to help. Change doesn't happen overnight, so this work is seen as a first step in the longer process of coming to grips with and ultimately overcoming ingrained stereotypes and biases inherent in team environments."
That was Jeff Pfeiffer of Worcester Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.